Coming up in the 1 o'clock hour, somebody on TV commercials that you can't stop seeing admits that they can't read. Plus, we'll have Worst Day on the Web, everybody's favorite. College football, it's so funny. Here we are, July 2nd, and before you know it,
we're blowing stuff up on Friday?
We'll be in football.
Oh, yeah.
I do like the memes of somebody out there doesn't realize that this is the last work week where they have all 10 digits.
Oh, God.
I haven't touched fireworks in years.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's just not my thing.
Okay.
I think it's... I'm not going to say that because we have sponsors.
There you go.
It's not worth my dollars.
No, that's... Look, I get it.
Not worth my dollars. Fair.
Look, I love...
I like my coffee and avocado toast, and that's expensive.
That's fair. I'm a fan of explosions. So, just leave that there. Don't modify your fireworks, kids.
I would show that on the YouTube stream. For those out there on the YouTube stream, we apologize for having a little technical difficulty. Sounds like we had a little bit this morning as well. We're on it. We're working on it. We're figuring it out, I promise. But you can listen to anythefan.com or the Odyssey app. CBS Sports put out this article on the wild card teams and the biggest mysteries entering the 2025 season. Should I just break down what they got?
Yeah, no.
Or do you have things off the beaten path?
No, I thought this group was actually really interesting, not just because it pertains to one of the schools that I like very much.
I wonder what that SMU is.
Yeah, it's an SMU, baby. But no, like it's really interesting where things currently sit in college football right now. Yes, you've got Alabama, Georgia, Ohio State, and Oregon's looking to retool, and Texas, and like
the big ones are there still.
They are, but like nobody, and at least for me, nobody is so overwhelming coming into this season. You're like,
no,
this figures to be.
There's no juggernaut.
No, you're not looking at anyone. Like there is a we talked about with the Eastern Conference and the NBA of like there's questions. There are questions for everyone.
Yeah, these playoffs should be real fun unless we see a huge separation. Yeah, like I like Texas a lot, mostly just because of Arch. But that's kind of my only reason why I really like him. I don't love Sark. Never been a Sark guy.
I think Sark's figured it out. But like, you know, speaking of liking Arch, maybe we'll get to it a little bit later. Paul Feinbaum had some spicy Arch Manning stuff. And I'm like, oh, Paul.
You just go
Paul
away,
is pawing so hard right now.
Some teams they have to look out for. I mentioned SMU is on this list. Mm-hmm. The Kansas Jayhawks, the Ropin Hawks, Utah Utes, the Indiana Hoosiers, the Oklahoma Sooners, the Auburn Tigers, and your University of South Carolina, Southern California.
Don't you do that.
Trojans.
We won the lawsuit.
Southern California Trojans. Mm. As teams. Now, I'm going to kind of jump in and say two things real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Utah will never, ever, ever be a surprise to me.
No, I mean,
as long as Whittingham is there, it
said,
will never, ever be a surprise to me.
Second longest tenured head coach behind Ferentz right now, I believe.
Once he rolled in, let's not forget, like, Herb built that.
Yeah.
And Whittingham has kept that. That is his program.
For 20 years.
Yes. And watching them join the Pac-12, playing them every year, and them just being a pain every single year, I will never, ever be surprised.
Great coach.
That Utah's good.
They are the you know, Iowa of the mountains. Like they're like, you know what they are.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're gonna come out of that game, win, lose or draw, and you're gonna be miserable. Like that's what they are. It's what they do.
Don't want to go to Provo.
The quarterback situation.
Gorgeous
at all,
stadium.
You know, you're not dealing with a quarterback in his eighth year now. as old Johnny Utah has finally moved on.
Now it's Uncle Rico.
Yeah, no, it's one of those situations. But like they continue to recruit well.
Mm-hmm.
They're always good in the trenches. But it's interesting because when you look at the gambling side of this, like most of these teams, I believe the highest odds on here are Auburn at +370. Everybody else is like right around +4 to +6. And these are the odds to make the college football playoff, with the exception of the Kansas Jayhawks. And I think a lot of that has to do with them being in the Big 12.
Right.
But But
Oklahoma's got good odds because they're in the Big 12.
You're picking up what I'm putting down here. There's a couple Big 12 teams in here. You scroll through here and you're like, oh, SMU, they're not in a huge conference. They're in the ACC. Like, Big 12, the only two Big 10 teams on here are Indiana and USC.
Mm-hmm.
And Indiana, you have an incredible run. You have a crazy coach come in.
Programs at the highest level it's ever been.
Ever.
Ever been.
You're expecting probably to see some setbacks. Sure. Signetti's a great coach. And my rant about coaches in the NBA is the complete opposite of coaches in college football. Coaches in college football have massive impacts. Like the buy-in and what you do and how you do it and how you scheme and how you adjust and how you build out.
Oh, it's unbelievable. It's more so than any sport, probably.
I would say across everything, if you're talking coaching, whether it's NFL or college or professional ranks or college, football, baseball, basketball, NHL, all those things. Coaching in college football is the highest leverage coaching spot that you can be in.
And I think that's why...
As far as impact.
Right, right. And I think that's why I like Indiana on this list. Mm-hmm. I don't like Oklahoma on this list.
You're not a Venables guy?
Not really. Mm-hmm. I'm more of a, you know, growing up in the Bob Stoops era, big game Bob, who only ever won like one big game in his life. That might be a little harsh on Bob Stoops. Oklahoma, more so than USC. I think USC has a little bit of prove it to me. With Lincoln and where the program's been.
No, no, like I think
Oklahoma's that on steroids. I think it's more so Oklahoma's got a lot to show me. You're now in the SEC, and that we thought that would be the best thing for Oklahoma. And looking at where the Big 12 is now, like, I almost wonder
being
if
king
that's
of that conference might have been
worst
pretty good
thing, because you would have had a seat at the table. Every year if Oklahoma's in the Big 12. Now I get it.
The money.
You want to recruit against the money, et cetera, et cetera. But Oklahoma right now is the sixth best team in the SEC.
Yeah.
And I'd have to go through, and it might not even be as high as six.
And the other thing is...
And I just need a lot of prove it from them.
Yeah, and you're talking about the wild card aspects of this. Like, after Lincoln Riley left Oklahoma and Venables takes over, Oklahoma went through it. And look, you can talk about... Like, I hear all the jokes. But Lincoln came over and... With that entire transfer portal, bringing over Caleb Williams and Jordan Addison from Pitt, and just bringing it, was it 23 transfers, I think, the first year? They were really freaking good.
Yeah.
Caleb wins a Heisman Trophy. Like, they're very good.
And I would say not even just Lincoln Riley leaving Oklahoma. It's when Caleb Williams left Oklahoma.
Yes.
That's kind of when I was like, I don't know where this program's going to go.
Yeah, and that's like, has USC regressed since then? Absolutely.
Totally, totally.
There's no doubt about it. And I said it last year that they needed to win at least 8 games, otherwise Lincoln was going to get fired, and I think the number now is probably 9. Like, and so, but you talk about them as a wild card.
But I got more faith in SC than I do Oklahoma. I probably have more faith in SC on this list than anybody, not counting how we feel about Utah.
And that's because Whittingham
program
earned the benefit of the doubt.
Without a doubt.
Like, if you're talking, and that's the thing, is like USC, they go out and they steal a general manager from Notre Dame. Their recruiting class is number 1 in the country right now. Like, but that's not going to pay dividends right away. And so the wild card aspect of like, okay, what does the new depth look like? I mean, they lost guys like Zach Branch, and they lost, you know, offensive lineman to Oregon. And you just kind of go down the list of like guys that they lost that were, you know, big time recruits, big time impact players. And you start just kind of going, yeah, they could, any of these teams could be a wild card, and they're going to be. At the end of the year, there will be at least one of these teams in the college football playoffs.
Oh, especially as we keep expanding. What's going to be hilarious is when we're at 16 teams, and it's like, who's a wild card? What, to get blown out?
Yeah, it's like, cool, ASMU, it's your turn. But like, if you're...
Washington State every 30 years?
There you go. But if you're USC, this is not a place you want to be.
No.
Like, you should not be in these conversations. Because that's how you know that they still have a lot of work to do.
A fun conversation we should have at some point is the wild card of the top tier.
Yeah, that's fun.
You know, because you're looking at Ohio State, Georgia, Oregon, Bama might be your four.
Penn State's the favorite to win the Big Ten right now.
Yeah. So it's like, does that make them a wild? That would be
like, does that make Oregon the wild card?
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? Like,
are they just rotating around?
Because you know what I mean? Like, you're replacing a quarterback, your wide receiver room, like there's your offensive line,
yeah, your
like,
trenches, period.
Your defense is great, but like your offense is like, could be good.
Right.
Like,
I'm catching passes at Oregon this year.
You know what I mean? Like,
I've reinstated my eligibility.
As much as we don't have the rock hard storylines to go with going into college football, of like, we know what this, like all this depth and all this kind of stuff, I think I kind of like this better because it's kind of like the NBA and the NFL now where like there's a bit of parity.
We've seen this in college basketball. You tell me 4-1 seeds go to the Final Four, I'm like, oh, that's lame. Those basketball games were really good.
The parity through the NCAA tournament, there were a lot of really good games.
A lot of really fun basketball. And you know me, I'm coming back around on basketball. All right, loaded second hour coming up. Worst day on the web as everybody's favorite. Plus, I can't read. Is this going to be a problem? Danny and Friends, 1080 The Fan.